Section 2. The Earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. What a tremendous world view! Oh, how I wish more of us came to this world view. Nowadays, think of how we go about our lives. Day after day. Hour after hour. Task after task. How we go about it. Mine, mine, mine. Each of us clinging to a small pieces. Our pieces, nonetheless. Not ours for very long. What do we actually possess that remains ours? What do we possess that can't be taken away in a moment? How much better to say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. The earth and its fullness is not Pharaoh's. It's not David's. It's not the king of Persia's. It's not the conqueror Alexander. Or it's not the emperor of Rome. The earth is not Britain's. You know, the Pharaoh, king of Persia, Alexander, emperor of Rome, they all had a good chunk of the known world, at least. But think how little they actually possessed it. I mean, actually possessed it. Oh, they laid claim to it. And they'd won a war or two with the right to claim to it, but it's still not theirs. You know? And Britain, look how far Britain spread out. Look how populated China is, and their intents on the world. Even the United States. You know, here we think we're the policemen of the world, or that we're the major economy of the world, or that we're the... How much do we really control? How much of it is just a claim we make, and how much of it is actual our possession? Do with it whatever we want, regardless of political ramifications or regardless of what, you know, whatever consequence or regardless of the potential of losing it or fear of losing it. And you know what? There's an effort today to make the earth to regather under one government and one economy, even one religion. And should they succeed, even then, the earth will not be theirs. Not for one moment, and certainly not for long. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. Now, there are several more popular views than this that contend with it. There's the view that from chaos came order, from nothingness came all of this, without any assistance. Mind you, all came from chaos. Chaos made order. Well, then by all means, grab as much of this temporary order as you possibly can. And by all means, it's survival of the fittest. That's what that worldview means. That's what it comes down to, right? There's the view that all this is by accident, or that it's an illusion. Well, then by all means, go about it as you're going about it right now. There's no one watching over you. There's no one, you know, to say yes or no. You know? There's the view that I don't care what it is or whose it is or where it's from. And go about it just the way you always go about it. Can't make heads or tails out of it, so you do what serves you the best. That's what it comes down to. these other worldviews. There's the view that regardless of who it is, it's been gifted to us and it's ours to take. Well, look how poorly we've been able to take care of this and to possess it for ourselves at any time. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And they that dwell therein, before a man is born, whose is he then? When a man dies, who is he then? Then whose is that man now while he's living? When a man marries, whose is she? He says, that's my wife, you know, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That's just my wife. I possess that wife. She's mine. She claims the same of his. But who are they? Whose are they really? When the two have children, whose are those children? One child comes in stillborn. Whose child is that? In their later years, the wife loses her mind to dementia. The husband can say, my wife. That's my wife. These are my kids. This is my job. This is my house. This is my health. I lay claim to this health. It's because of me that I'm as healthy as I am. Or as rich as I am, or successful as I am. It's because I took ownership. My marriage is what it has been. Whose is it really? We do not like to think in terms of possession, because then that leads to thoughts of God. The God whom we think we are doing just fine without. How well would we really be doing if it were not God always being in possession? There's also the view that at one time this earth was the Lord's, but not anymore. It's the devil's now. The prince of the air, the power of darkness, has stolen it away from God. It's up to God to fight and steal it back. Surely this Satan does not wish to be someone else's possession. Surely neither do any of us. But for those whom will soon be gathered back unto the Lord is willing to put up with our raging lunacy. There should be no doubt. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That is why the statement is so important to start our discussion on. Why is it his and no one else's? There are many reasons why. One being that from nothing he created all of this. The psalmist points to a more specific reason, however, in verse 2. He says, "For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods." He took what he had created out of nothing. He had created that. He took what he had created and made it inhabitable for us to dwell therein. Genesis 1, verse 2 says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." And then in verse 9, Genesis 1, and 9 and 10, it says, "And God said, let the waters under the heavens," that's under the skies, "let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good." There are vast cavernous seas deep below us. There are vast expanses of the sea now, covering 70% of the earth's surface or more. But for us that dwell on ground, dry ground, He went above and beyond. And what an amazing above and beyond he made for us. Don't you agree? Look at this. My goodness. What an amazing above and beyond. Now get this. He made this above and beyond knowing full well what we, from very early on, would make out of it. Make out of ourselves and make out of it, the earth. Why should we think all of this is his possession? Because only he knows what it is that he is driving it to be and what it would take to drive us all the way there. What it would take to drive us all the way there, wherever there is someone, a valiant, mighty, blemish-free king, to ascend his hill, back into his eternal gates, receive his blessing and the righteousness of his salvation. Who is this King of Glory? Jehovah, one and the same.